Han Solo. In many fantasy and supernatural stories, there are certain characters that possess special talents and abilities that go beyond the norm, and many characters that lack these abilities. Well, most of the time, these characters are merely bystanders in the course of events, left in awe of these impressive powers. There are certain characters that manage to integrate themselves despite their normal stature. Han Solo is certainly one of the best examples of this character. And in a galaxy of mythical force powers, deadly lightsabers, and intergalactic wars, Han Solo has managed to remain one of the most popular characters in the franchise. Han has had an impressive number of adventures over the last 40-odd years, but this video will focus on the current canon material related to Han, although I will point out a few differences from the Legends continuity. Han was born on Corellia, a planet known for its shipyards, pilot schools, and Corellian ale. His father worked in one of these shipyards, but Han was never that close to his father, and didn't seem to have much other family to speak of. After his father died, Han started working for a local gang, and he became friends with another youth named Kira. This is similar to his story in the Legends continuity, but notably lacking him being partially raised by a friendly Wookiee who taught him a number of subjects, including the Wookiee language of Shriwook. It's unclear where Han learned Shriwook in the current canon. Han and Kira eventually became romantically involved while continuing to work with the gang, but Han desired to leave Corellia and work independently, hoping to take Kira with him. At the Imperial checkpoint, however, after bribing the gate officer, Kira was captured while Han was forced to flee. In the Legends continuity, Han traveled to a number of different planets while involved with the gang, spending his time in swoop races, criminal activities, and gambling. After being split up with Kira, Han decided to enlist with the Imperial Navy, hoping to become a famous pilot. The enlisting officer provided him with the last name of Solo, since Han didn't provide one. Whereas in Legends, Han comes from a long line of Solos, including a king of Corellia. Han's career as an Imperial pilot is hardly discussed in the current canon, with only a mention of him being expelled for disobeying orders. In Legends, of course, this is greatly expanded upon, with him graduating at the top of his class due to his excellent pilot skills, even though he had an abysmal academic record and earned a number of demerits for conduct. Additionally, in Legends, he left the Navy after rescuing the Wookiee Chewbacca from death, and was wanted for treason as he and Chewbacca began their smuggling career. In the current canon, Han was expelled from the Navy, and instead placed in a division of ground troops. He was sent to a planet to assist in the Empire's subjugation efforts, and there he met with a group of thieves, disguised as Imperial officers. After threatening to expose the group if they didn't let him join them, the group instead reported Han, and he was thrown into a pit to be eaten by a creature. This creature turned out to be Chewbacca, and Han managed to convince him to help him escape. The crew of thieves decided to take Han and Chewbacca with them, and Chewie swore a life debt to Han for saving him. Shortly after becoming involved with the crew, Han met with the crime lord of the Crimson Dawn, Dryden Voss, as well as finding Kira again, who also worked for Voss. The crew was employed to pick up a shipment of unrefined fuel from the spice mines of Kessel, performing the infamous Kessel Run in the process. Kira was sent with them for the job, and they went to meet with a smuggler named Lando Calrissian in order to get a ship fast enough to transport the fuel before it explodes. Han played a game of sabacc against Lando in hopes of winning his ship, the Millennium Falcon, but Lando won the game and decided to pilot the ship himself in exchange for a share of the profits. In Legends, Han and Chewie started their own smuggling career, mostly working for the Hutts, and Lando actually sought Han out in hopes that he would teach him how to be a pilot. After saving Han from an encounter with the bounty hunter, Boba Fett, Lando and Han became on and off again friends. Back in the current canon, Lando flies the crew to Kessel, where they manage to incite a riot amongst the slaves there. Thanks to this distraction, they manage to load the unrefined fuel onto the Falcon, although Lando is injured in the process, forcing Han to pilot the ship. Because of an Imperial blockade, and the short time frame before the fuel explodes, Han decides to fly through the maelstrom surrounding Kessel rather than taking the safe passage through. This stormy maelstrom was highly dangerous to travel through, and Han narrowly avoided death from a gravity well and a massive tentacled creature. In Legends, Kessel is located near a cluster of black holes, but without the cloudy storm or creatures. Interestingly, Kessel is also shown in the TV show Star Wars Rebels, which is also canon, but without the massive cloud surrounding it. After safely arriving at their destination, the fuel is refined, but the crew is met by another group who reveal themselves to be freedom fighters wanting to fight the Empire. Han decides to give them the refined fuel, and an encounter ensues with Dryden Vos that leaves Vos and the leader of Han's crew dead, and Han and Kira split up once again. Lando flees in the Falcon, but Han tracks him down and wins the ship in a fair game of sabacc. In Legends, the Millennium Falcon had a 55-year history of various ownership before ending up in the hands of Lando, who won it in a game of sabacc and learned how to fly it from his friend Han, who greatly desired the ship. Han won the ship from him in the final rounds of a sabacc tournament on Cloud City. Han and Chewie would work as smugglers and criminals for some time before ending up working for Jabba the Hutt, the leader of the Hutt clan of criminals. Solo would become Jabba's number one smuggler, and a large number of bounties would appear on his head. In Legends, Han during this time had occasional interactions with Boba Fett, the Rebel Alliance, and the Empire. Eventually, however, Han would be hauling a load of spice from Kessel for Jabba, and was caught by the Empire, forcing him to dump the spice to avoid being arrested. Although they avoided arrest, they now owed Jabba a great number of credits for the lost product, and Jabba placed a large bounty on their heads to incentivize their repayment. Sometime after this, Han went to a cantina in Mos Eisley on Tatooine to look for work. Here he met with Obi-Wan Kenobi and Luke Skywalker, who wished for transportation to Alderaan, hoping to avoid Imperial entanglements. After bragging about the speed of his ship and asking for 10,000 credits in advance, Obi-Wan tells him he can pay 2,000 now and 15,000 on arrival, a sum that Han eagerly agrees to. After Obi-Wan and Luke leave, Han is accosted by one of Jabba's bounty hunters, Greedo. Although Han attempts to talk his way out of the situation, he ends up shooting Greedo and tossing the bartender some credits as an apology. Han then found Jabba himself waiting for him, and convinced him that he would pay everything he owed Jabba, plus 15% on top of it. The Empire caught up with Han just as they were boarding the ship, but the group managed to flee Tatooine. During their trip, Han learned that Obi-Wan and Luke both possessed lightsabers, but wasn't surprised by the fact, and was somewhat skeptical of Obi-Wan's claims about the Force. The group arrived at Alderaan, but found the planet nowhere in sight, as it had just recently been destroyed by the Imperial Death Star. They encountered the Death Star nearby, and although Han tried to flee, the Falcon was pulled in by a tractor beam. On board the Death Star, Luke convinced Han to help rescue the Princess of Alderaan, Leia Organa, in exchange for payment. The group did manage to rescue her and flee, but Obi-Wan died to Darth Vader in the process. Afterwards, Han and Chewie left the group with the Rebel Alliance, who were planning to destroy the Death Star. Due to Chewbacca's nagging and Han's own change of conscience, however, they returned in the midst of the Alliance's attack, and they assisted Luke in his run to destroy the Death Star. Han is awarded a Medal of Bravery at a ceremony afterwards, although Chewbacca is not, as Wookiees place no meaning in such things. Later, however, at Han's insistence, Chewbacca is presented with a medal in a private ceremony. Han began assisting the Rebel Alliance, albeit begrudgingly, but also continued doing smuggling work in the hopes of paying off Jabba's bounty. In time, however, Han and Chewbacca became more and more involved with the Alliance, risking his life and his ship to assist them, and even attacking facilities controlled by the Hutts. Over the course of the next 3 years, Han became one of the most wanted men in the galaxy, and became romantically interested in Princess Leia. Han and Chewbacca were present at the Rebel base on Hoth when the Empire found it, and Han and Chewie managed to flee with Leia and C-3PO in tow. It was during this time that Leia returned Han's romantic interest, and Han decided to head to Cloud City to get assistance from his old friend Lando. Unfortunately, the Empire had arrived ahead of them, and had taken control of Cloud City in hopes of creating a trap for Luke Skywalker. Han was tortured, and then was used as a test case for the carbonite freezing process that Vader hoped to use on Luke. Han was successfully frozen in carbonite, and passed off to Boba Fett, who had been hunting Han for quite some time. Boba delivered Han to Jabba the Hutt, who kept him as a frozen trophy. Several months later, Han was rescued by Leia in disguise, but the rescue was short-lived, as Leia and Han were captured soon after. Finally, Luke arrived, killing Jabba's Rancor, and above the Sarlacc pit, the group managed to kill Jabba and flee with their lives. Following this, Han officially joined the Rebel Alliance, and was given the rank of General. Han was part of the ground team sent to the forest moon of Endor, to disable the shields protecting the second Death Star. The group was captured by the native Ewoks, but managed to befriend them, and Luke went to face Vader on the Death Star, while Han and the rest of the group continued their mission. With the Ewoks' assistance, Han managed to destroy the shield generators, allowing the Alliance to destroy the second Death Star. In the aftermath, Han and Leia married, and Han continued to work with the Alliance to wipe out the Empire, including helping liberate the Wookiee planet of Kashyyyk, leaving Chewbacca there to help rebuild. This is, of course, the time when there is a great split between the current canon and the Legends continuity, with major events differing drastically. In Legends, Han and Leia went on to have 3 children, Jaina, Jason, and Anakin, with all 3 of them becoming skilled Force users, and Jason Solo becoming a Sith Lord, known as Darth Kytus. Han's death in the Legends continuity is unknown, although Chewbacca dies during a war with an alien race when a moon collides with a planet that Chewbacca was on. In the current canon, as the war between the New Republic and the Empire winded down, Leia and Han had 1 child, named Ben Solo. Leia became a senator for the New Republic, and Han worked as a racing pilot, as well as owning a shipping company. After Ben was sent to train under Luke in the ways of the Force, Han and Leia began spending more time apart from one another, with Leia busy in her role as a senator, and Han continuing to travel the galaxy. In the meantime, the remnants of the Empire began reorganizing under the leadership of a powerful Force user known as Snoke, who believed that Ben Solo could be turned to the dark side. He eventually succeeded, causing Ben to destroy Luke's small Jedi Order and become Kylo Ren. Because of this, Luke went into self-exile, and Han and Leia split apart. Han got back together with Chewbacca, and they went back to their old life of smuggling on board the Millennium Falcon. Not long after, however, Han lost the Falcon due to his debts, and spent most of his time trying to track it down. Finally, however, Han managed to find the Falcon floating in space, and learned that Rey and Finn were on board, and he was once again roped back into assisting with the Rebel Alliance. Han was soon reunited with Leia, now leading the rebellion against the First Order, and Han went with Finn and Chewie to Starkiller Base, with Leia hoping that Han can save their son from the dark side. Finally encountering Ben, whom Han had not seen in many years, he attempted to convince Ben to leave the First Order. Unfortunately, Ben had fully succumbed to the dark side, and slew his father. Leia sensed Han's death, and wept for him. A funeral was held for Han during the evacuation of the Rebel headquarters, and the Falcon was left in the hands of Rey and Chewbacca. Of course, as Han has easily been one of the most popular characters in Star Wars in the last 40 years, as well as in science fiction in general, this is only a greatly truncated summary of his history. Han and Chewbacca have been on countless adventures, and will likely continue to be seen in various stories and tales for many years to come. While much of his popularity likely comes from his charming and lovable portrayal by Harrison Ford, Han's continued longevity is certainly a testament to the character itself. Despite his numerous encounters with forces beyond his comprehension or capabilities, in Han's mind, hokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side.